This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Origins and Development of the Pre-Tribulation Rapture View, a Historical and Theological Analysis. This paper examines one of the most widely accepted but historically recent eschatological doctrines in modern evangelicalism, the pre-tribulation rapture. While many assume this doctrine has apostolic roots, I show that it was virtually unknown prior to the 19th century. I trace its development through John Nelson Darby and the rise of dispensational premillennialism, with a careful evaluation of whether the 1830 vision of Margaret MacDonald played a formative role. Paper doesn't merely rehearse popular claims, it engages the primary sources, theological systems, and eschatological distinctions between historic premillennialism, pre-wrath, mid-tribulationism, and amillennialism. I argue that while Darby systematized the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine, the surrounding revivalist and charismatic environment likely influenced his thinking more than he ever acknowledged. I explore the theological and social reasons why attributing the doctrine to a teenage girl's vision would have been untenable in the 19th century theological landscape. This study also includes a detailed comparison chart and biblical analysis to demonstrate why the pre-wrath model represents a faithful refinement of the early church's post-tribulational expectation, preserving a clear distinction between tribulation and divine wrath. If you've ever questioned the origins of the pre-trib rapture or how historical theology intersects with cultural and prophetic movements, this paper offers clarity, depth, and a critical perspective often missing from popular presentations. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.